Everybody's in place. The time is 6:01. I call this town of Castle Rock Historic Preservation Board meeting, February 5th, 2025, to order. Recording secretary, would you take roll call?
Board member Thayer.
Aye.
Board member Vazani.
Aye.
Board member Aarons.
I'm sorry, I went out of turn.
Roll. Can we start over? Board member Thayer. Board member Vazani.
Here.
Board member Aarons.
I'm here now.
Board member Warnke.
Here.
Board member Hanash.
Here.
Board member Pusinski.
Here.
Board member Lang.
Aye.
Town council liaison Mayor Gray.
Here.
Council member Davis.
Here. Oh.
Staff in attendance, Brad Boland.
Here.
Mike Hyman.
Here.
Liaison David Rowe.
Here.
And myself, Darcy Hartman. And Mike Hyman. Present. And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
Thank you, Darcy. Mr. Boland, has this meeting and agenda been noticed and in accordance with the requirements of the Open Meetings Law?
Yes, it has.
Minutes from the December 4, 2024 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted. Chris, since you're the only one here, you might make that motion.
I motion that we accept the minutes as is.
Okay. Second. Yeah, let's do a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. The motion's been moved by Chris
Plazinski.
Sorry.
There you go.
To approve and second by
Dan Aarons.
Dan Aarons. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Board member Thayer.
Aye.
Board member Vazani.
Aye.
Board member Aarons.
Aye.
Board member Warnke.
Aye.
Board member Hanash.
Aye.
Board member Pusinski.
Aye.
Board member Lang.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion is to approve by a vote of, six? Was it six to
seven?
Six? Seven. Seven to seven. Thank you. Okay. Resolutions of appreciation. HPB resolution 2025-001. 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6 resolutions of appreciation for John Bayshear, Diane Evans, Mike Borgat, Peter Gould, Scott Ashburn, and Rod Clausen. Whereas John Bayshear, Diane Evans, Mike Borgat, Peter Gould, and Scott Ashburn, and Rod Clausen as historic Preservation Board members and board liaison for the town of Castle Rock significantly contributed to the implementation of recommendations concerning development within the historic downtown area, whereas the performance of their duties and responsibilities were characterized by their dedication to planning and development of the town of Castle Rock and have contributed to their experience, time, and interest to this advisory group. I don't quite understand on the agenda here why it ends right there. But I'll continue as it reads here. Do I hear a motion to adopt these resolutions of appreciation? Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. You moved?
I did.
Okay. Do we have a second motion?
Yeah, second that motion.
Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Board member Thayer. Board member Vazani.
Aye.
Board member Aarons.
Aye.
Board member Warnke.
Aye.
Board member Hanash.
Aye.
Board member Pusinski.
Aye.
Board member Lang.
Aye.
Thank you.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado Historic Preservation Board that the service of John Bayshear, Diane Evans, Mike Borgat, Peter Gould, and Scott Ashburn, and Ron Clausen as Historic Preservation Board members in liaison is deeply appreciated. passed, approved, and adopted this fifth day of February 2025 by the Historic Preservation Board of the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado, on the first and final reading by a vote of 7-4-0 against. Board extends thanks to the board members, Becher, Evans, Borgett, Gold, and Ashbird, and Liaison Clausen. And we will be getting these certificates to them.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody was actually out of town this week, so we'll be mailing them.
Yeah, so we'll be mailing those certificates to them. Okay, election of officers. We will now take nominations for the position of chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting. So,
Robert, do you have an interest in doing that?
I'll put my name in the ring as long as I've got somebody else to go against. We've got a lot of new blood here, so if anybody else interested in running for chair? No? Okay. How about, let's do, and then vice chair.
We'll do the vote for the chair first.
Chair. We will now vote for each nomination presented for chair. Nominees should be voted on in the order that they are nominated. Nominees are voted on until one nominee gains a majority vote. Regarding the nominations of, I guess, me, Robert Lang, Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Board Member Thayer.
Aye.
Board Member Vizzani.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Board Member Plusinski?
Aye.
Board Member Lang?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Okay. Nomination for vice chair. Do I have any nominations?
Chris, you've been on the board for a while. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I'll second that nomination. We'll now vote on each nomination presented for vice chair. Nominations should be voted on in the order that they were nominated. Nominees are voted on until one nominee gains a majority vote. Regarding the nominations of Chris, Recording Secretary, please take roll call.
Board Member Thayer.
Aye.
Board Member Vizzani.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Board Member Plusinski.
Abstain.
Chair Lang.
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Next order of business, appointment of Design Review Board representatives. Mr. Volan, could you please provide a quick overview of the Design Review Board?
Sure. So the Design Review Board is responsible for reviewing development applications within the downtown. We did just have a recent action by Town Council. So for projects that are under 10,000 square feet, the Design Review Board is the final decision maker. And then for projects that are over 10,000 square feet, there'll be a recommending body, so they'll still have a public hearing, review the project, and provide a recommendation to Town Council, and then Town Council review and make a final decision. So all projects in the downtown overlay, the downtown overlay district is kind of Front Street to I-25. It's actually kind of south of Plum Creek, you know, the Safeway shopping complex. That's about the southern extent, and then up to Wolfensberger. So the Design Review Board consists of two members from the Historic Preservation Board, two members from the that are property owners within the downtown area, two members that from the Downtown Development Authority, and then one member from the Planning Commission. They meet on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. I would say we met maybe four times last year.
Yeah.
So it really is kind of more contingent on the applications that come in. They don't really have kind of a mandate for education or anything, so we don't typically have like work sessions or any like a historic preservation month or anything like that. So I would say it's about for a year? I mean, Dan, I know you've served on it. Does that sound about right to you too? Yeah. Some, but when it rains, it pours, and we, you know, now that I say we only have four, we'll have like 12. So, but that's just kind of the quick overview of the design review board.
Yep. And I would add to that that if the work is being done on a building that's already considered a historic or classified historic, you usually see that twice, once in this board and then once in that board. So.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. Thank you.
Okay, nominations for the position. Do I hear any nominations or volunteers?
If no one else is interested, I would be.
You're interested? Okay. Anybody else? All right. Let's do a roll call vote.
Board Member Thayer.
Aye.
Board Member Bazzani. Board Member Ahrens.
Abstain.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski.
Aye.
Chair Lang.
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, well, you're ready for update from town council, I think is where we're at. The board will now hear from updates from town council liaison, Mayor Gray.
Thank you, Chair. Just a little update from yesterday's council meeting. Brad already talked about the 10,000 square foot thing, so I won't belabor that. We had on the agenda a tow truck ordinance. Well, not, I shouldn't say tow truck ordinance. It was actually a gross weight vehicle ordinance. It has not been, we just haven't enforced it in the past. It's 10,000 pounds on the road right away, and the road's usually in front of your house. There's been a couple of complaints recently, and so we looked into that, and we had a first reading of that 3 weeks ago, where the where we decided to go ahead and ticket and the, for people who are on, and tow trucks was an example because they're heavy, but other vehicles that are heavy as well, semis, et cetera, doesn't really matter what the kind of vehicle it is. We had several people show up during the meeting and talk to us about the safety aspect of getting cars towed in a timely manner and how important that was. I think that council has decided to, we decided to table it for now and do a little more research to see how we can move forward with that ordinance. We also talked about, we had a, with water, we had a leak prevention system. It's actually really interesting, I think. I'm kind of a geek that way. It's, you attach these AI, basically surveillance on a, what do they call it?
Hydrant.
Thank you, on the hydrants. And they, with sound, they can figure out how many leaks we have. We think we have a lot of leaks in Castle Rock, some big, some small. And that we think it's going to save us a lot of money in the long run. And we're doing a test pilot Cobblestone Ranch area. We also had a Rising Star scholarship for the Youth Commission. We have a new Youth Commission thing where we have like a Youth Commission Council type deal. So that's fairly new. We had one about 8-9 years ago, and it kind of disbanded, and now we brought it back. And so we're doing a scholarship for a senior this year. I believe it's by April 5th. And that's something nice and something new. And then the big one we had was a Rock Yard and the Rec Center plan development. So we voted yesterday 7-0 on Brickyard plan development. Rock Yard is a different place. Plan development over just north of the Miller's Landing area on and south on Prairie Hawk Road. So right now the only way to get to it is from Wolfensberger, but eventually they'll have a road that connects with Plum Creek. So that was really a great conversation, a couple hours in that topic alone. It's a $400 million project. The Rec Center itself is going to be about almost $100 million. So it's going to be really, really neat. We're hoping to have the Rec Center sometime in mid to late 2027 done. and the whole, the entire project should take somewhere around 5 years or so, and it'll be in steps. So I think the first phase, hopefully we'll have some openings in 2027 and then go from there. It was really productive meeting and a lot of good participation, so it was great. Any questions?
Yeah, I was curious about the leak detection. Now, you mentioned on hydrants. Are you talking about fire hydrants?
Fire hydrants, yeah. So it's actually attached to the fire hydrant. And it's through sound waves, I believe. And it's just, I was in the Water Commission meeting for it. We're using a company out of Canada, and it's supposed to detect really, really small leaks, and of course, big ones too. But what's neat about it is if we have a small leak, it can predict whether that leak's going to get bigger or not. So some leaks are so small, you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars fixing them. And other leaks are very small, but they can predict how big they might get. And so they can fix it before it becomes a huge problem. Hmm. And we think we have probably 40, 50 leaks in town at least already. They know we do. It's just a matter of, you know, usually we don't find them until it's a big, big mess.
Right.
So this can save a lot of money. It's pretty fascinating, I think. So,
interesting. So that's attached to the hydrant, but yep. It can detect if the leak is down that line on
yep.
the ground somewhere.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Any further questions? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Let's see. Next, HPB 2025-002, Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum Historic Preservation Month contribution request. The board will now hear from Mr. Bolin.
Yeah, thank you. So May is National Historic Preservation Month. It was started by the National Trust for Historic Preservation back in 1973. It was just a week, and then back in 2003, became a month. Part of our HP board's responsibility is to provide education and outreach to the community about our unique historic story. And over the years past, we've partnered with the Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum. They do a trolley ride, which this year will be Saturday, May 3rd. And they do 5 trolley rides that people can sign up for free. And then they also do the scavenge the hunt. And I'll let them kind of get into the details of that. Years past, we've contributed $500, but as you know, everything's getting more expensive. So they've asked for an additional amount, so a total of $750, and that goes towards getting prizes, paying for the trolley driver, etc. And that is well within our budget. And as I said, we've contributed $500 in years past, and I think it's been a great partnership. We really do rely on them to do a lot of the outreach to the community about our past. So if anybody has any questions, we do have representatives from the Castle Rock Historical Society.
Yeah. Angie, are you going to talk to us about what's planned?
I guess I got to put that on. And I'm a resident of Castle Rock. And I'll ask Claudine to come up and talk about the scavenger hunt. She's been running that for the last 4 years. So maybe it'd be good for you to hear all of the elements of how that gets put together. The trolley tour, usually we have a different topic every year, and this year is the 60th anniversary of the Castle Rock flood. So that will be part of it, and we'll probably have an exhibit on that as well. And also it's going to be the 150th anniversary of the Denver and Rio Grande Depot, which of course is now our museum. So, Claudine, you want to come up and talk about the?
Hi, I'm Claudine Phibbs. I work at the museum, and yes, I've been organizing the scavenger hunt. This will be the fifth year. It started during COVID because we needed something for people to do outside. So we worked with the town and Preservation Board and the DDAA. And so basically what it is we have historic markers on now 24 buildings around town. And they have a little QR code in them. And when you scan it, you get a history of the building. So it started with that we make them go around and scan it, and then they get a secret word. They put it on their clue sheet. And then they also have to go around to businesses and get a sticker. So I get now about 26 businesses to participate. And so for the whole month of May, people can come and go and go to the business to get a sticker. I have some businesses that, you know, have done it every year, but I also try to seek out new businesses to try to get them some foot traffic. So I ask also for donations for, we do a grand prize drawing at the end. So anyone who completes, you get points for doing the sheet. So if you get 130 points, you get entered in the drawing, and then you can win prizes. So the town has given us some things, and then local businesses also give us stuff for that. And that's mainly it.
Okay, thank you.
How many participants do you have?
So we usually give out, like the first year was almost 300 clue sheets. Last year it was maybe about 250. But then who actually turned them back in is more around 75. No, but this year I am thinking of asking them that each business needs to give me a gift card because I have lost some of my prizes.
Question on the request for $750. David or Angie, are you able to kind of give us an idea what is included in that or break that down a little bit?
Well, we pay for the trolley. So that's, and they do give us a little bit of a discount as a nonprofit.
Okay. Is that the bulk of it then? Is that pretty much?
Well, the cost of doing the scavenger hunt includes prizes that we put together, including, but we do get donations as well. So, and last year we were fortunate that the town printed the clue sheets for us, so that was a major expense too, so. Those are some of the elements of that. So I don't know.
Okay. That was another question I was going to have is, do you get contributions from other sources for the programs that you put on?
You mean other than the businesses and the...
Well, okay, businesses and some from the city and then some from us, basically. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Do any board members have any final questions of the staff or the applicant? Okay, I will now bring the item back to the board for any further discussion and a motion. Prices have gone up, understand. So, yeah, and I think, what, last year was 500? Yeah, so. no discussion? Everybody's good with it?
I have a quick comment. I help a small business owner downtown, and it was really fun to see all the kids that come in with their sheets, and they really do. It's a fun deal for them.
Which?
I'm sorry?
Which business?
It's called Life at Home.
Yes. Okay.
So lots of kids came in, and lots of people, so it's a great program.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the $750K request?
I motion to approve the
$750K
request.
Okay. And any second?
Second that.
All right. Please take a roll call if you would.
Take it. Board Member Thayer?
Aye.
Board Member Vizzani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 7-7.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angie. And thank you. The board will now hear updates from the design review, and we didn't have a meeting, so no update. Let's see. Castle Rock Historical Society Museum liaison update. The board will now hear updates from liaison David Rowe. Any update, David?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yes, we have just a couple of updates. We have our February presentation on February 11th of this month at the Castle Rock Library at 7 p.m. and it's going to be on Black Cowboys, sponsored by History Colorado. Also, the exterior painting and repair of the museum was completed on October the 26th, and the total price of that was $23,200. I did have, at the last meeting, I had an incomplete total on that, but that is the total that was spent on the repairs and the exterior painting of the museum.
Yeah, that was mostly eaves and the corbels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I just may interject. So the Historic Preservation Board, as part of their local restoration grant, provided $10,000 for that grant, that project. And then the Downtown Development Authority also, as part of their facade grant program, contributed dollars. So we were kind of able to leverage some dollars for the museum. So and it looks really great.
Great. And that's all I've got.
David, you said the February 11th, that was at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m., yeah. Yes.
Do you happen to know what conference room they're going to do that in over at the library?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What conference room? Do you happen to know what conference room that they're using for that?
It varies. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Do we know which conference room? B.
Okay, good.
Conference room B.
We'll see you there. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. So we need to check now for a quorum for upcoming meetings. The next two meetings are March 5th and April 2nd. So let's take March 5th first. Who is anybody on the board here not able to attend that meeting? Sounds good. Okay, how about April 2nd? Is your calendar good for that one? Yeah?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Okay, items from staff, informational items. Mr. Boland, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, so I think next month we are going to be discussing HP month. So along with, you know, the Historical Society does their thing. We've also done some posters, some sidewalk decals, things like that in the past. So we'll talk about what the board wants to do. So if you have any ideas, feel free to bring them to that meeting. Yeah. I think we also have talked to Claudine about possibly doing a trolley tour for the board at the May meeting. So I'll hopefully have some more details on that for the next meeting. And that is kind of my update right now.
Okay, thank you. And I see that all the new members received a copy of the Historic Preservation Board binder.
Yep.
So I would encourage you to read through that. It gives us all the book of rules, I would call it. So.
Yep, and actually, Robert and Chris, you should have gotten new ones, too, because we did kind of go through and realize that there were some outdated documents and whatnot, so we kind of rearranged it,
got
the updated documents in there. So,
okay. Anything else from the board members up here? Okay. The time is now 6:30. And I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Recording secretary, please take a roll call vote.
Board member Thayer?
Aye.
Board member Vizzani?
Aye.
Board member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board member Warnke?
Aye.
Board member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 7-7. Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned.